Unit 4, Recording 5. Lucas, Brazil.
One of the most important celebrations for me is New Year's Eve in Brazil, on the 31st of December. My mum is English and my dad is Brazilian, so we live in England, but we usually go to Brazil for New Year. I really love it. New Year is called Ano Novo in Portuguese, and people also use the French word, Réveillon. I'm not sure why. The Réveillon celebrations in Brazil happen all along the coast, but I think they are especially fantastic in Rio de Janeiro. We stay in a friend's apartment in Rio, and it's usually boiling, often more than 30 degrees. Something I love about the New Year festivities is that everyone dresses up, but always white. Everyone wears white. And everyone goes down to the beach in the evening when it's dark. There are probably about 2 million people on Copacabana Beach, all dressed in white. It looks amazing. And there's a lot of music on the beach, and people bring flowers and candles. You throw the flowers into the sea and also put the candles on the water so that they float out away from the beach. It looks really lovely with all the candles on the water. And the atmosphere is surprisingly peaceful at this point in the evening. The food is also a really important part of the evening too. You can buy food that people cook on the beach during the evening. Typical food for New Year is a spicy chicken and rice dish, which is delicious. Sometimes you can also find a tasty dessert made of maracujá, which is a kind of fruit. At midnight, there is a big firework display, which I love. It's really exciting. And then, of course, the party continues, all through the night until the next morning.
Freya, Iceland.
I think New Year's Eve in Iceland is one of the best times of the year. I'm from the United States, but I'm married to an Icelandic man, Ivar. We live in the capital, Reykjavik. The population is only about 200,000, but the people certainly know how to have a good time. New Year is on the 31st of December. So it's the middle of winter, and very cold. But I think it's a great time of year. I really like the winter, and I especially look forward to New Year's Eve. It really is a major event in Iceland. During the first part of the evening, we stay home and listen to the radio. There is a ceremony broadcast from the cathedral, so we listen to that on the radio. Then we have dinner, usually roast meat and various tinned vegetables, tinned carrots, tinned peas, things like that. Traditionally, it's a real treat to have tinned vegetables. The part I like best is after that, because after dinner, we go out. We go to the local park where there is a huge bonfire and everyone who lives nearby meets there. Around the fire, there's a really friendly atmosphere. It's great. You have to wear warm clothes, of course, as it's freezing. The temperature can sometimes go down to 10 degrees below zero, but the bonfire keeps you warm. People let off hundreds of fireworks throughout the whole evening. It's illegal to let off fireworks at any other time of year, so people buy lots and lots at New Year. It's really noisy, and the sky is full of fireworks. Then, at midnight, there is a big firework display over the city. I always think it looks like Reykjavik is on fire. When that's finished, we go to a nightclub in the town center, and often stay there until 5 or 6 the next morning.